Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Can your savings weather an economic storm? There are very few physical assets you can invest in that are proven to stand the test of time. Gold has withstood as a valued form of money for millennia, and Birch Gold lets you convert a retirement account into a tax-sheltered IRA and physical gold that doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket. Text COAST to 989898 and claim your free info kit on gold. Text COAST to 989898 and secure your savings today.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
The reason I got to meet John Alexander is because of UFOs. He was working with Robert Bigelow here in the 90s and in NIDS, and we got to know each other. We've had some UFO adventures over the years and trips and controversies. John, the topic itself has had peaks and valleys, as you know. A lot of interest since 2017, the New York Times story, the media, Congress, academics looking at it. But I think pushback was inevitable. This Arrow report that came out a couple of weeks ago, it sort of treated the subject like a magic wand, explaining away all previous UFO cases and investigations from earlier government programs, and whoosh, nothing to it. I don't imagine you were surprised by that. I mean, the UFO public is demanding transparency. We want disclosure. It's right around the corner. I'm not optimistic. Are you?
Not in the slightest. And particularly right now, the day-to-day stuff is just eating everything up. And from a political perspective, this is an easy trade. I might mention, I'm friends with Chris Bledsoe and talked to him, what's now yesterday. And, you know, that's one that keeps going. I think the issue that I mentioned forward to his book, UFO of God, is it appears like we're talking about communication. And I don't think that's the train. Arrow is on a straight, or seems to be, you know, very straight materialistic view. And as we've discussed, I just think that it's far more complex than that.
I should mention to our listeners, your most recent book, UFOs, Myths, Conspiracies, and Realities, is a terrific look at the big picture on this mystery. You know, last time I was at your house, it was with an abduction research group, and Dr. Rudy Shield was there, Ray Hernandez, and they were there to sort of share with us their view that these abduction experiences are overwhelmingly positive. That people who are scared have a reason to be scared, but in the long run, it's a good thing. We don't hear much about abductions anymore. Do you think they're still happening? And if so, why don't we hear about it? And do you agree with this take that they're probably for our own good?
Well, as you know, Ray had done a huge study, literally thousands of people reporting in. Now, many of them who said it was a positive experience did not see that as their initial response, but that over time they had sort of integrated the experiences and had seen it in a broader context. Now, he also included in that looking at a variety of experiences, from near-death experiences and other sorts of interactions along with abductions, and saw the, again, the common factors in there. And the question is, of course, you know, was anybody ever taken? Though I think that, again, my view is that these interactions do occur. I am not convinced, on the other hand, that this is ET, i.e. little gray guys from Zeta Reticuli up and down to snatch people up. But again, we've had reports of interactions between humans and sentient non-humans, and including abduction kinds of things, so these interactions, but in all cultures and for millennia, so it's not new.
Is it for their good or our good or both or neither?
Oh, a very interesting question. And that the assumption is it for good? Is, you know, are there meaning to it? I think we're going to get close to the answer. And this goes back to some of the things we discussed in the first hour. But looking at communication with, you know, non-human entities, and that is why I come down against the ET hypothesis, but that these kinds of interactions could be, you know, happening. And why they happen, I think it's beyond our understanding at this point.
Right.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Can your savings weather an economic storm? Think about what you've put away for the future. Inflation can render cash worthless. Real estate can crash like in 2008. Economies built on a mountain of debt can fall like a house of cards. And there are very few physical assets you can invest in that can stand the test of time. Gold has withstood as a valued form of money for millennia. It's why people are flocking to it now and why Birch Gold is busier than ever. Through a little-known tax loophole, Birch Gold can let you convert a retirement account into a tax-sheltered IRA and physical gold, and the best part, it doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket to make that change. To learn more, text COAST to 989898 and claim your free info kit on gold. Let me ask you this again. Can your IRA or 401k weather an economic storm? If not, call the people I trust, Birch Gold. Text COAST to 989898 and secure your savings today.
Let's take some calls. Joe in Monterey on the wildcard line. Hi, Joe. Welcome back to Coast to Coast. What's on your mind?
Thank you for taking my call, George.
Sure.
I've been studying the paranormal. Actually, I've been practicing a lot of different things since, well, 55 years after I got out of the Navy. And as soon as you open that door, one thing after another, but you have to develop yourself spiritually. About channeling, if a person doesn't develop themselves by channeling, they don't get very intuitive. They don't have, they don't develop themselves spiritually. So it's difficult for them to discern whether it's negative or positive. And after many years of channeling, a person can understand if something negative or positive, especially when you get into these higher realms and channeling these other beings. I do exorcisms, and I got used to dealing with the other side quite often, and I do channel my higher self. I don't channel other beings unless I'm doing healing work. Certain beings that I will work, and they will come in and help do the healing work. How do you feel, and have you noticed the difference between a spiritual channeler and a person who's specifically psychic? Not that psychic being psychic isn't spiritual. What I'm saying is that they have developed a discernment. What do you feel about that?
Well, I think you kind of nailed the topic, this is a big discussion within the particularly mediums, that some of them that are just accessing information and bringing it out, as opposed to directly as a channeler, you're making some sort of connection with that entity or source, and it's ostensibly them that's probably providing it directly, as opposed to the quote psychic approach, where, you know, the individual is getting the information and then repeating it, literally acting as a medium. Excuse me. But sure. Where this is on the spiritual spectrum, you know, I think that's probably highly individualized, and you have to address each one at a time to make that determination.
Thanks, Joe. That was interesting. Appreciate the call. We're going to UFO Jim in Canyon Country, California. Hi, Jim. What's on your mind?
Hi, George. It's a pleasure to hear both you and the Colonel talking.
Thanks.
As a quick note, I love your choice in songs. Have you ever heard Wrecking Ball by Neil Young and Emmylou Harris?
Oh, of course. Of course.
Okay.
Yeah.
My favorite song. I was wondering if the Colonel had ever come in contact with tall white aliens in Indian Springs or Nellis Field, where my father was a lieutenant colonel in World War II as a pilot. And also, has he ever heard of Matthew Manning in England?
Have we heard of...
Yeah. Matthew Manning, England psychic? You know that name, John?
UK, yes. Yeah, I do. Have I heard of it? Yes, this is actually quite dated. Most people today would probably not. It was very popular 30 years ago or so, maybe more. As far as the tall white, you'll have to mark me as pretty skeptical there, and I think I know most of the folklore around it.
Did Paul Hellyer know about the tall whites?
I'm familiar with the stories. You'd have to mark me as skeptical.
Yeah, I don't know. Paul Hellyer, while he was a defense minister at Canada, I don't think he dealt with UFOs while he was still in that job. He learned a lot about the topic after he left the government service. But thanks for the call, Jim. Appreciate it. We're going to John in Wisconsin. Good morning, John.
George. Hello, George. Hello, John. George, per usual, great guest, great information. I wish I could join you and George Norrie at your upcoming event. I know it's going to be spectacular. John, I want to preface my comments by saying I'm a novice when it comes to UFO information and everything you and George have been talking about. So my comments are not based on wisdom. They're based on curiosity. But I believe that UFOs, extraterrestrials, aliens have been part of our earthly world forever and will continue to be. I also believe that these forces want us to be educated and respected and learn from them. And I think what you do and George Knapp does and George Norrie does wonderful things for people. And I want to thank you for that. My question is, though, do you think that once earthly humans insert themselves or try to insert themselves in these forces or try to re-engineer these forces, that negative things can happen? And that was my question, John and George. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you.
You know, I'm not sure where to go with that. I would basically have to agree with the generic comments that these are out there. Our logic says if there are positive sort of things, there's probably negative. Somebody before mentioned that he had done exorcisms, something I haven't admitted to, but actually did some minor stuff and making bad things go away on a number of occasions.
Wait a second. Minor exorcisms? That seems like a major thing to me.
Like I say, I haven't gone off into that publicly before. But yeah, I know actually, I'm trying to think. Actually, in reality, deny that the chapter in there called The Traveling Poltergeist, in which I was then married to Diana, and she had children, and there seemed to be things that followed us from Hawaii to California and on to Atlanta, and some of them were pretty menacing. I mean, we had some things literally fly around, and did, and I had done that before, but dealing with as if exercise, I have not gone up against any of the big boys, and I would not recommend that. In fact, as I said, I had met Father John Nicola, who was the advisor on The Exorcist, and one of the things they said that you have to be prepared that the exorcists themselves may not become possessed, and so you need a backup team ready to exorcise the exorcist. The Catholic approach on that.
The other part of that.
And there are some out there that have had a lot more experience with it, but can it happen? I am convinced the answer is yes.
The other part of John's question was about whether these entities, UFO, ET, whatever, want us to be educated. And I wonder if you could elaborate on, do they care about us or care about the planet, or both, or neither?
Well, it's, again, you're basically in your, what's your belief system? Most of the information that comes through, both generically and specifically, would indicate that there are some forces that are attempting to elevate humanity. I'm not convinced we're doing a very good job. What Suzanne calls, have come out of the dark ages and sort of in the gray ages, but have not advanced nearly as much as we could. But most of the information that comes back that says, yes, there are forces that are trying to elevate humanity and the souls as they continue, that is an eternal process.
Could be that, these various mysteries might have a common connection, and there's more than one answer. There's more than one intelligence, more than one agenda, and trying to figure it out is pretty tough to do. Thanks for that call. Try to get one more in. Let's go to Greg in Maui. Hey, Greg, how you doing?
Both of you, thank you for the show tonight. I am in both inner space and outer space. I'm advanced degrees in psychology, political, economic history, and I know the inner space and psychic reading and all this stuff. But I've also had experiences in outer space. And since we were talking on the UFO stuff, on Maui especially, I have met three main characters. The pilot who flew the Roswell crash remains from New Mexico back to Wright-Patterson. Also, the man named William Cooper, who wrote the book. He was a Navy officer on a nuclear submarine who witnessed UFOs coming out of the water into the air and then back. They were just showing off, you know. And then Colonel Corso, who wrote the book The Day After Roswell. All of these were valid connections in person, validated what they were, the books I read later about them. And Colonel Corso specifically talked about the UFO experience, as your earlier guest talked about. Were these things an actual crash or an accident, or were they, you know, dropped in on purpose?
Okay. Greg, we're going to run out of time here. I'm going to let John answer that. John, you and I have had a little bit of experience with Colonel Corso, right?
Yeah, I guess he's not aware that we were the ones that when I actually, you knew of him long before the book came out, and you and I and Hal went out and visited with him. And, actually, if you go to Day After Roswell, I had written him a letter following that. And it's actually an appendix to the UFO book, and it was 7 pages long. I forget how many things. This is wrong, that's wrong. And there's little things from, it's Adelphi, not Adelphia, Maryland, to know the Cold War wasn't the cover for fighting E.T.
Yeah. It's a mixed bag, right? I mean, we're about out of time, John, but you'd have to say about Colonel Corso, it's a mixed bag. He really did work at the places where he said some of the claims he made are really tough to prove.
Yep.
That's where you were left with it.
Yep, there's no doubt about that. And I was with him, a week before he died, between his heart attacks and what he had told me and showed me. He was writing on a sequel to, quote, correct the mistakes that were in Day After Roswell.
Yeah. You and I have some photos with him, including the last time I saw him, which was, you know,
right.
The year the book came out. John Alexander, always great to talk to you. I hope people will check out your books. We have some links on the Coast to Coast site. Reality Denied is a heck of a book. Also, the UFO Myths book is, if you're interested in that subject, it's very comprehensive and people should take a look at it. John. Say hi to Victoria, and thanks for joining us.
Okay, thank you.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350+ live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.